All right, welcome to the March 13, 2019 meeting of the McKinney Board of Adjustments. The Board of Adjustments is comprised of 5 members plus 2 alternates. I want to remind you this meeting is being recorded and that we all treat each other with respect, focus on the issue, and be concise in your comments. Your opinion is very important to us and they become a part of the public record that is sent to the City Council as part of our minutes. Our start time tonight is 5:30. I'm Betty Petkazik and I'm serving as chair. Also serving tonight is Louise Hollybar, Vice Chairperson. Larry is absent. David Ruscha. Brian is absent tonight. Randall Wilder and Eric Roberts are serving. The board's purpose is to hear appeals, special exceptions, and variance requests to the zoning ordinance of the City of McKinney. The Board of Adjustment has the authority to make special exceptions to the terms of the zoning ordinance that are consistent with the general purpose and intent of the ordinance. The decision of the Board of Adjustment is final. The decision may only be appealed by a petition to a district court, county court, or county court at law. Such a petition must be filed in 10 days after the decision is filed in the board's office. Okay, tonight we have one consent item. It's item 19-0209, and it's approval of the minutes of the Board of Adjustment meeting of February 27, 2019. Are there any changes? Hopefully we've all had a chance to look at them. Are there any changes?
No.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes as presented?
I move to approve the minutes as
okay.
presented.
Okay. Eric, do I have a second?
A second.
Okay. Louise, thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. The minutes are approved. Tonight we have one item on our regular agenda. It's item 19-0210. Conduct a public hearing to consider, discuss, act on the request by Israel Cardina, representing the owner, OCL Salinas, for the consideration of an 8-foot variance to the rear yard required setback of 25 feet for the proposed new structure for property located at 412 Kincaid Street, WJS Russell's First Edition, Block 16, Lot 33C, McKinney, Texas. And Rick Herzberger is going to provide the statement on behalf of the city.
Yes, you'll notice that you're considering this variance request based on the conditions created by a legal non-conforming lot and the owner's request statement on the application. The summary, the applicant is seeking to build a new structure house on this lot of record and seeks a rear lot variance due to the existing non-conforming depth of the lot. Requirement is 100, it's 79.3. This is in a single-family district. Existing conditions, this lot is vacant, does not conform to the 100-foot required depth. This lot backs up to the rear yard of the structure of 913 East Stanford Street. Going into my statement, request has been field validated, and I agree that the board has the implied authority to consider the setback variance based on the non-conforming lot depth of this lot of record. The board should consider any input received from the owners of the home at 913 East Stanford Street, since the request is for a rear yard setback reduction. And I mention that just as an important factor. If we get the letter back from that person, as you look at the site plan, you'll see it backs right up to that lot. It seems like that's the only person that would be impacted by getting closer to the rear yard lot line.
That's 913?
913.
Okay.
You can actually see the, you can actually, if you move up one more day, you'll kind of see what I'm talking about. Go up to the site plan, I think, or that one. You'll see the 613. The other
way. Is that too big?
Increase, plus, plus, plus.
Okay,
wait. No, you're good. Just do plus.
Oh, okay.
Plus, yeah.
I'm,
can you
I'm
see 412 where it's hashed?
Wait, because I'm
to the right in 413.
I'm upside down. Hold on a second.
There you go.
There we go. Plus.
Yeah, if you see, well, I was kind of looking at here. I'm sorry for it. If you'll see here is Kincaid. Okay. Right here is 913.
Uh-huh.
So, that's for a reduction. you'll see there's no structure here. There's one right here that's pretty far up. But that was the only concern. Used to, before the zoning ordinance changed, there was a 15-foot rear setback, and they went, what, 7 years ago, and went 25-foot all across the board. So that's why a lot of times we see this 25-foot rear setback, people asking for variances. But that, if we got a letter from that, that's what my statement was, to kind of look at that letter and see what they feel.
Okay. Thank you, Rick. Okay, now we would give if anybody was here, we would give them an opportunity to make comments on this item, but because no one is here to represent the owner, then I guess we are going to move to, no, we're going to read the, I have one letter. I have one letter here it's an approval. And it is there. It just says approve, and it is from Terry Sanner, S-A-N-N-E-R. His address is 361 Farms Road, McKinney 75071. But now I'm not sure what property it doesn't list which property he owns around. Let's see, what is that? No, that's the 412 is what we're looking at, but it doesn't show me.
It doesn't show the property
that he's.
That's from Otto, that's from Collin County. So because this is a company, they may have provided their company address as opposed to the actual property listed.
Where is Terry Sanner live?
Is this 913 saying yay, nay?
Okay,
408 Kincaid?
Let me do some research.
Okay. Terry, where they live. That's not even close.
Farms, right?
No.
That's not even
no.
A wall or something around there.
Hold on a second.
You don't have their name over there.
Yeah, it's here. That's the list.
Terry.
But if Colin Cad, I'm gonna find out what their
list is not even out here.
This is part of Colin Cad's search. Let me hold on a second. Let me see owner. Let me see, what is it? Sanner?
Sanner,
S-A-N-N-E-R. Sanner property.
They just be a friend. This wouldn't apply for this one.
Aha. Sanner properties. So.
405.
Kincaid, 405.
405 Kincaid is their property.
Oh.
You see?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So where's 405 at?
So four
across the street.
Kincaid.
So 405 Kincaid would be right here.
Across the street.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, good search.
Yeah. So.
Good afternoon.
Hi. Hi there.
Oh, sorry, I got a lot of traffic.
You are just in time because we have not closed the
public hearing.
Public
yet.
Hearing. So you're good.
Oh,
thank you.
Yeah. So, okay. 405 Kincaid.
Okay. Are you? You want to take a deep breath? Are you ready to?
I can't hear you guys talk.
Because
We're ready for you.
We've already started.
Okay.
And actually, we're waiting. It's your turn. You are Israel?
Yeah, Cardina? Israel.
Okay. And you're representing the owner, Mr. Salinas.
OCL.
Okay. We would like for you to make comments on this item. And we need you to state your name and your address. And if you could limit it to 5 minutes, that would be great.
Before he speaks, you can go ahead and indicate that was the only letter that was received and that it was approved and from the company.
Okay, we received one letter about this change, this variance, and it was approval by Terry Sanner, S-A-N-N-E-R. And he owns... Is it 402?
405.
405. He owns 405 Kincaid Street.
Okay.
Do you need his address? Do you need Terry Sanders' address again?
No.
Okay.
And that's it.
So we just put that on record. So now it's up to you.
Okay. Well, just in a minute. Probably less than a minute. Okay. My name is Israel Cardona. I reside on 921 Lakeville Drive, Little Elm, Texas. And the reason I'm here is because we're requesting from a 25 to a 17 variance on this lot in order to build a decent home. If we don't do that, it's going to be like a 1,000 square foot home minus 400 square foot of the garage. That will be a 600 square foot home. If we you guys can grant it, that will be around 1,800 that we can build one story. Minus 400, that will be like a 1,400 decent home with a garage. Okay. And that's the reason we trying to get that 17 variance approved. Okay. And another, I mean, we consider on a two-story, but the area I don't think is good for a two-story. Nothing, I don't see any other two-story. And the other thing is that it will cost more money to build a two-story, to mm-hmm. be honest.
Okay.
That's the reason we try to get the 17 variance.
Okay.
You guys
okay.
help us out with that.
All right. We're glad you made it. Thank you.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. So now I am going to, now that we've heard from you, and I'm going to ask for a motion to close the public hearing. And once we do that, then what the discussion will be limited okay. to the board members. So if you have anything else you want to say, or you feel like you...
I'm good.
Say, okay.
I'm good.
Good deal. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. So do I have a motion to close the public hearing?
Well, I move that the public hearing be closed.
Okay. Thank you, Randall. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. Thank you, Eric. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. All right. Now we have heard... we've heard the case, and do we have any discussion among the members? Anybody?
I don't see anything wrong
with
the applicant's request.
Okay.
You
know. Okay.
So pushing it back that far, is that going to interfere with the property behind them on 913? Is that going to get it close to their structure, or
doesn't
they had an opportunity to reply back and they didn't get a letter back. Okay. So when you have the old ordinance saying 15 and then that went to 25 and they're asking for 17, you know, something you could consider. But if 913 didn't get any reply back, then I probably is a new point.
Doesn't even immediately jut up against the side of the house mm-hmm. either.
So right there, it's the back of the house ends right there. Is that right? So
correct.
And then that's backyard. That's just their backyard.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Is there a fence?
What's that?
Is there a fence?
Yes, there is a fence.
Oh, okay. Well, that helps.
Okay.
It's not in good shape, but it's fine.
Well.
I'm sorry.
pushing it back, I mean, this is from the other case, pushing it back, how is that going to, is that going to make 412 line up to 408?
No. Because you see the structure on 408? It's right there on the corner?
Oh, it is.
That's what he's saying. It's smaller.
Yeah. 408 seemed to, when I went and looked at 408, they have... They're up farther than 25 feet. They're, of course, they're showing on this one here for the front yard to be 25 feet, so they're complying with that. If somebody came in on 408, or if they built on 917, they'd probably pretty much want to be 25 feet back too if this was approved, because they set the precedent there.
Right.
You'll see on the top of 408 up there, right, just go up where that looks like an alley.
Mm-hmm.
Right where her hand, right with, down below.
Right.
Yeah, right there. That is an alley, but it's not an alley.
It's an old,
it's a dedicated alley.
Yeah.
But that's most of the down in that area there. People are using the alley. They don't drive up and down. It's just a code enforcement problem. But that is an alley right there.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, well... We've had an opportunity to discuss it. Does anybody want to make a motion regarding the item or more discussion?
Yep. Make the motion to approve it.
Okay.
I move that we approve the request for the 17 foot setback.
Okay. Thank
I'll
you.
I'll second.
All right. Thank you, David. Okay. All right, we have a motion and a second. So all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, the item has been approved.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Okay, that concludes our business. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
Okay.
A second.
Okay. You ready to go?
Okay, which one?
All in favor.
Which one?
Randall? Okay. Randall, give it to Randall. Okay, yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Okay.
So we are stopped at 5:45.
5:45.
Thank you, members.
Thank you.